This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Andrea Alms and Bob McWright join us in studio to talk about the UVA Patent Foundation and educate me and you about what's going on over at the University of Virginia when it comes to intellectual property. And Bob, tell us first, you know, you're the executive director of the Patent Foundation, is that right?
That's right.
Okay. And I find this extremely fascinating because you have all of these incredibly bright PhDs and MAs that are toiling away at these god-awful hours on some special project. And oftentimes, whether by accident or by design, they come across, they create something. They create something that's incredibly marketable and profitable. And so fill this in for us. Where does the Patent Foundation come in? What is its purpose? When was it created? Let's flesh this out.
Sure. The Patent Foundation was started in 1978, and it was started in response to changes in federal law that allowed universities to own inventions that were made using federal research funds, which, of course, the majority of the university's research budget comes from federal programs like the National Institutes of Health. The way we get involved is when faculty realize they've got something that might be patentable, might have commercial value, they will let us know, and we will help to explore that technology, determine whether it's patentable, figure out whether there's a commercial market and what's the nature of that commercial market, and then we'll go out and we'll look for companies that are interested in that technology. And of course, we'll also undertake the process of filing patent applications or copyright registrations to protect the intellectual property rights.
Which I imagine can be pretty involved.
Yeah, it can be.
It would help to have navigated those waters before.
absolutely. And I'm a registered patent attorney, so these things are old hat to me today.
Yeah, yeah.
Once we've got things underway, if we find a company that's interested in the technology, then we negotiate with them a license agreement that allows them to use the patented technology for commercial gain in exchange for paying us a modest royalty, which we then gets shared with the inventors according to UVA policy, and the remainder then gets reinvested into the university's research program.
That's terrific. So the public money is invested initially to create the research, make the research possible
right.
At the university. And if something happens to come about that might raise some money, it's good for everybody involved, it sounds like.
Exactly.
And in the long run, it creates a better university. That's what I like about it. The money goes back into whether it's the lab or and so that future students can come in and reap some of the benefits of the previous research, even if they weren't involved in it.
Right. Well, we think that there are also other avenues that allow. We think it's more than just money and more than just seeing particular technologies reach the public. We think there's also an opportunity to create a really unique research environment here in Charlottesville. And one way that we're doing that is we're increasingly licensing these new inventions to local technology companies. And that's really where Spinner and Jefferson Corner Group come in.
Andrea Alms is the general manager of Spinner Technologies. What is Spinner Technologies and what's its relationship to the Patent Foundation
Sure.
at UVA?
Spinner Technologies is a subsidiary of the UVA Patent Foundation, and its purpose is to help faculty entrepreneurs build their companies. So we provide hands-on help, business formation services, wet lab facilities, as well as help with navigating their conflicts of interest, conflicts of commitment, because often faculty want to keep their day job but also run their company. So Spinner is an accelerator. It really helps accelerate and nurture these young companies so they can at least stand on their feet. And in doing so, Spinner has identified certain needs, in particular their need for really early stage money, meaning angel financing is the term of the industry where you have, when a company is formed, money from friends and family in the very beginning, you know, your auntie Bess or uncle,
right, right.
You know, Joe. And then from there you go for maybe you need a little bit more money. You might know that well-to-do individual in your community, your physician, your dentist, your attorney. And then from there there's other financing vehicles like venture capital, which is institutional money. Angel money was a need that we saw, so we helped organize and establish the Jefferson Corner Group, which is a member-managed angel investment fund that will invest in UVA technology companies as well as those technology companies in our community, which is incredible because, as Bob said, we're really trying to develop more than just revenues and you know, help society, but also build a technology knowledge-based community that we all embrace and love.
Yeah, and what's exciting is, correct me if I'm wrong, Andrea, but not every big university has this kind of thing going on. I mean, this really sort of is the characteristic of a major research institution. Am I right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think the Patton Foundation is one of the biggest and best tech transfer offices in our state of Virginia and also leads in many aspects in the country with a patent, in-house patent department, wonderful, you know, license per deal ratios. And as for Spinner, there is, to my knowledge, only maybe a handful, one or two other for-profit corporations that are devoted towards helping these young companies percolate along. And then last but not least, the Jefferson Corner Group has several investors, and one of them we are very grateful is the University of Virginia itself.
Bob McWright is the Executive Director and Chief Executive Officer of the UVA Patton Foundation. Andrea Alms joins us as well. She's the General Manager of Spinner Technologies. And we've been talking about research, marketing research out of the University of Virginia, one of the up-and-coming top research facilities in the nation. Bob, give us an idea of the kind of numbers we're looking at in terms of, because obviously somebody's thinking, well, they're doing research at UVA, but how many marketable intellectual properties are produced, like, say, in a year, or how many have we seen coming out? And then we'll talk about some examples.
Well, for the 12 months ended this July, we had 178 inventions. And from that, we did 61 license and other technology transfer transactions with industry, many of which, of course, were with local businesses.
I find that remarkable that we have, I mean, I thought there might be, you know, 12 inventions, but 100 and what, 100, about 170 inventions in a year?
Yeah, we're a volume business. No doubt about it.
I mean, that is remarkable. Give us an idea, either one of you, an idea for some of the kind of inventions that we're seeing come out of UVA, and are they all coming out of a lab, or where are they coming from in the university community?
Our home run technology.
Well, the vast majority of the inventions are coming out of laboratory research. The medical school generally accounts for about two-thirds of the inventions, and I include in that the fantastic chemistry department in the School of Arts and Sciences, which is often producing new drug compound inventions. And then there's also the remainder probably coming from the School of Engineering, but we get occasional inventions from other places as well.
Go ahead.
We really cover a very broad technology waterfront.
Yeah, it sounds great. Well, it sounds like anybody, it's sort of everybody knows they can come to you with something, and that's very exciting. Andrea, give us an idea of some of the kinds of products that have mm-hmm. been generated mm-hmm. and some of the companies that Spinner has mm-hmm. sort of ushered into being.
In this industry, each university has their home run technology, and UVA has its home run, and that is adenosine. Adenosine is a naturally occurring compound in your body, and the late Dr. Byrne discovered a novel use to help regulate your heart, particularly after, let's say, trauma, a traumatic event or an accident. So it's actually in every crash kit in the world and EMT. So if you are, you know, let's say hit by a truck or a bus, probably one of the first frontline medications would be Adenocard or Adeniscan.
And that was created here?
Yes, here.
Wow.
In home.
That's incredible. And by home run, you mean the top one that it's known for? Is that a brand name or?
Well, I think it certainly was the biggest royalty generator for us,
yeah.
Which is a good barometer of its commercial success.
And when was this created?
I think that it reached the marketplace in the early 1990s,
okay.
And so unfortunately the patent expired in 2004.
So now there's generics,
right.
Or
yes.
Everybody can make this
sure.
Now.
Mm-hmm.
Was
right.
There a fight to keep the patent, to keep our patent on that?
Well, patents have a limited lifespan, and that's part of the deal that you have with the government when you get a patent. You tell the whole world how your invention works and don't keep it secret. And in exchange, they give you exclusive use of the invention, but eventually it runs out, and that's just the way the system works.
Yeah. Andrea, give us an idea of some other kind of companies mm-hmm. that have come out of UVA from some of these researchers over
oh,
there.
Oh, absolutely. One is Contravac, which is a reproductive health technology company. It's one of Spinner's clients. The Dr. John Hare, who's a faculty member in cellular, in the cell bio department, he discovered a way to quantitate sperm and in a take-home kit. Because right now, after, let's say, a fertility or vasectomization, you pretty much have to go to the hospital. You know, it takes a day. It's awkward, whatnot. But he discovered a take-home kit, which is cheaper, faster. So instead of, you know, taking out time, and it's just amazing. It'll be one of the first in our country, if not in the world.
Wow. My hope is that, so, you know, you go to the drugstore and you see on the shelf home pregnancy test kits and kits where women can detect their fertility. But there's nothing for men to determine whether they have any fertility problems. And so the hope is eventually this technology will develop into something you can go down and buy at your drugstore. And if you're having problems having children, you can test for yourself whether you have an adequate sperm count to result in a pregnancy.
That's pretty cool.
It is. And I think it really speaks to, you know, the advancement in our technology and what we can do, and privacy. I mean, it's just really nice to have something you can take home.
Yeah, you don't always have to go into a doctor and sit in the waiting room and go through all this stuff. And what's neat about it is with your jobs, you see some cool stuff. I mean, every day.
Yeah, we see lots of neat stuff.
Yeah, and it's also encouraging that this is going to only attract ever brighter people to the University
faculty,
of Virginia
students,
community.
Staff, and it helps with recruiting and retention. Absolutely. And
I think what we've seen, particularly in the last 5 years, has been a very rapidly increasing interest in these kinds of things amongst university faculty. And the Bayh-Dole Act that kind of created this industry and allowed us to own these inventions was in 1980. But it's really in the last 5 years that there's really been, I think, a very much more of a central interest in universities in these things. And I think there's also been, it's been over that period that this whole idea of faculty entrepreneurs starting their own companies has really graduated from a fad to a national movement. And I think that through Spinner, UVA has been really one of the leaders in that.
It
movement.
Really has become something that you do your academics, but you also know that you can be doing these other things, and the university has this sort of what you do, Andrea, this sort of turnkey system in place where all they have to do is sit down with you and say, this is what I'm looking at. Help me.
Exactly.
I want to make a business.
Exactly. And we help put in a couple of bucks to get it going with the business plan, mentoring, you know, hand holding, whatever at the very early stages they need. And also we try and match them with management team. That means talent that is existing in our community. And there's quite a wonderful variety. We have alums who have been there, done that all over the world, and they want to come back to Charlottesville.
Yeah.
They can. And they have meaningful opportunities for them as opposed to just playing golf or the country club.
We're talking with Bob McWright of the UVA Patent Foundation and Andrea Alms of Spinner Technologies. What I also find interesting is that it's not just stuff coming out of a lab with people with white coats. We were talking earlier about, you know, somebody over at Darden could invent some type of business protocol or a way of doing business that is intellectual property and might interest Ford.
Absolutely, and that's a very big area today in technology is getting patents on methods of doing business. A lot of it, for example, is in the Internet, where methods of doing business on the Internet. But also there are many banks today that have patents on methods of banking. And so they can be very big. In fact, they have swamped the patent office in Washington with these applications. And there's a lot of patent lawsuits between, for example, banks fighting over who has rights to these inventions.
That's really cool. Who is Professor George? How do I pronounce that?
And Gillies.
George Gillies. Yes.
Tell me about him. He's named Inventor of the Year at UVA.
George is a really remarkable guy. He spent many years working on finding ways to do brain surgery better. And he came up with a unique method of using powerful magnets to move medical devices through your brain without having to disturb your brain tissue too much. You know, they do brain surgery. Part of the problem is they got to cut a big hole to get at it.
Yeah.
And using his technology, you actually use a magnet to kind of slide something along the creases in the brain to get it where it needs to go.
And
he's amazing.
It is.
he's also developed a number of other catheters, basically little tubes that they can slide into your body for delivering drugs and things, and his catheters are much less damaging to your arteries and veins than some of the old technology.
You know, that's so remarkable, because when you drive by the corner on an afternoon, or you happen to cut through and drive by the university hospital or something, all of this stuff is going on over there into all these different rooms, and just brilliant, brilliant people just playing with this stuff and putting the ideas together. And it's really exciting. It
and
really is exciting.
Making a difference. And that's what's really interesting. And it's not just life science technologies. There are other technologies, for instance, PALS. I don't know, Bob, if you want to discuss that.
Yeah. PALS is basically a set of teaching aids developed by,
Invernizzi.
What's her name? Marcia Invernizzi. And the PALS system was developed really under funding from the state of Virginia as a tool that allows you to determine whether your children are going to have trouble learning to read even before they try to learn to read. So before the school teaches your child to read, they'll know when they're in first grade that they're going to need special help, and that means they won't get left behind. And that's where it got its start. And then, of course, with the federal No Child Left Behind Act, there was a lot of interest in these kinds of products. And so today, the Patton Foundation has been licensing other states to use this technology. And we've also licensed a major publisher to distribute these materials, as well as a local company that is developing software so that they can actually make it so that the teacher can go through the classroom with a Palm Pilot and can actually collect the data and analyze the data
Amazing.
On how the students are doing
Amazing.
In their reading assessment.
Bob McWright with the UVA Patton Foundation at uvapf.org, and Andrea Alms with Spinner Technologies. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us. Appreciate it.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.